Everybody ready?
No, we just warmed them up, so yeah.
I appreciate it, too. We are joined in the media center by our 2019 Mellow Yellow Funny Car World Champion, Robert Height. Robert, tremendous day of racing, the gamut of emotions, final round, a little bizarre. Please walk us through your race day.
Well, it was, like you said, it was definitely wild and crazy. I mean, it started with qualifying, you know, go to the last round of qualifying, you know, in the bottom half. And you don't want to do that here at Pomona. This place is very tricky. You know, it's you really need lane choice. So my guys did a really good job last night of making a real decent run. But then we got to race the boss, okay, who's had the best car since Seattle. Bar none, John Force has had the best funny car out here, run for run, qualifying, race day, than anybody since Seattle. And, you know, he's still in this thing. He wants to win a championship. You never know when these opportunities are going to come around again. There's no guarantees. So we had our work cut out for us. We got the win and got to race Langdon next round. He's a great lever. You know, the car's been running good. Get by that. And the most important run of my life was the semifinals against Matt Hagan. You know, I've thought about this before. It's like when it comes down to one run to win a championship, how will you perform? Will you choke? Will you get the job done? You don't know until you get there. But you keep trying to trick yourself, trick your mind, and say, this is just another run. But you can't trick yourself. I mean, my heart was beating out of my chest when I'm staging the car. And we got it done. I mean, it's not to say that next time it won't go another way, but this time we got it done. And I really look at it that it would have been ashamed, you know, to lose the championship after the season that we had. You know, we've led the points from day one, which has been a dream of mine since the countdown era, is to lead the thing from start to finish, not have the countdown save you or, you know, fall on your face when you get in the countdown. This has just been the most steady year that I've ever had. And that's a real tribute to the Auto Club team and Jimmy Prock, Chris Cunningham. It's amazing. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to drive this funny car.
Please tell us what happened in the final round. You did a celebratory burnout. Prior to that, there was a lot of discussion about points and what it would take to mathematically lock the championship, avoiding crossing the center line, all of those things. And you do a long burnout, which everybody loves, but then something happened with the car. You had to climb out with the car out there half track. Take us through what happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I told Jimmy, I said, start first. Normally we start second because we have a pretty quick routine. And I didn't want to screw Jack up at all. You know, he's trying to win a race. And so, but I did want to do a big old long burnout for the fans. It's something that you dream about. We don't get to do those things anymore because of, you know, how finicky these cars are and everything. And I was really hoping that we could back up and make a great run, and I could show the crew chief that, hey, long burnouts don't hurt anything, and we can go back to doing them, you know, because that's what the fans loved, and they love that. But I honestly do not know what happened. It ran out of fuel. There's no doubt about that. You could hear it. I put it in reverse, and I started hauling backwards. Maybe I was going too fast, and all the fuel ran to the front of the tank because I, you know, use a little more than normal. I don't know, but it leaned out, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, what do I do now? I had to climb out of the thing, but it was pretty cool. The fans went nuts. I mean, it sucked because we didn't get to run for a race win and you know, get, you know, our seventh win of the season. But to hear the fans go nuts over that burnout was pretty cool. Just wish we could have made the run and proved to the crew chiefs that long burnouts don't hurt anything.
And now you are a three-time Mellow Yellow Funny Car World Champion, puts you with an elite group to win once, amazing, twice, unusual, and three times elite.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you can count on one hand the guys that have won more than two Funny Car World Championships, and there's some pretty big names, you know, Raymond Beadle, Don Perdome, John Force, Kenny Bernstein, and then you add my name to that list, it's almost like it doesn't belong.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media following the Auto Club Finals. Yes, Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
I saw Josh Peterson walk over to you. Did he think that some hanky-panky was up? Or?
Yeah, he did. He wanted to know what went on, but there wasn't. Okay, I wouldn't leave a car out there. I would have at least, you know, tried to get it back. But my goal was to win the race, okay? I wanted to go up there and try to, you know, get number 52 and seven wins in a season. That's it's pretty hard to do those things. So that was my goal.
I have one other question. When you look back to where you came from as a crew member, Tell us the emotional journey of going from crew member now to three-time world champion.
What's funny is back when I wanted to be a crew member, it wasn't very easy to be a crew member, okay? It was hard to get on a good team, okay? It wasn't like today. You know, there's not that many kids that really want to do this kind of stuff and work on cars. So back when I did it, everybody did. There was a line. And, you know, to get on a team like Kenny Bernstein, John Forrest, that was my goal. You know, those are the elite teams, and you're going to learn something and go somewhere. But it took a while, okay? And a guy from Reno, Nevada, Roger Prim, gave me the opportunity. And then I got to go to work for John Forrest. But, you know, and honestly, then it was just like the first day I got to drive. I thought I had made the big team, big time. I'm working on John Force's funny car. This is the coolest thing in the world, because I really thought that would be my career path, was, you know, a crew chief and learning about these things, because I just love nitro cars. There's nothing like them. I wanted to be around them, and then John Force gives me the opportunity to drive, and now here I am today. It's like, it's been a blur.
Next question for Robert Height. Phil Burgess, NHRA, National Dragster.
How important the season was to you, how well you did. Can you compare it or contrast it to your first championship or the second?
Yeah, you know, the first championship, you know, we've lost championships because of the countdown. And then my first championship, I won because of the countdown. Barely got in at Indy and got on fire and won three races out of six in 09 and went on to win the championship. That was a lot of fun that year because I was racing my teammate for it. You know, it wasn't as bunched up as it is today. And 17, pretty big deal. You know, we got on a roll starting at the Western Swing, setting records, and it was just once the Western Swing started, we were on our way, and that was a lot of fun. But with the competition level in funny car today, okay, you're not going to see the days of John Force winning 12, 13 races. Not going to happen. It's just not possible. So, you know, to win six races from start to finish, lead the points, start to finish, with the competition level in funny car, this is by far I'm going to cherish this championship the most, because, you know, we earned it. We did our job.
Additional questions for Robert Height, our funny car world champion, Kevin McKenna, National Dragster.
You're obviously busy worrying about your deal, but were you aware of every other bizarre thing that happened today across the board in the other classes?
I was, some of it. You know, you can't help but, you know, hear it and think about it, but I was still trying to focus, and, you know, I was really worried, I mean, focused on seeing if Brittany was going to win and things like that, and then I had heard the whole Torrance thing, and I still haven't got to see it. Can't wait to go home and turn the old computer on, but, you know, and then just all the crazy things. I was on the starting line, and, you know, I see Coletta, when they won, they thought they had won the championship. And it was just a crazy day. But then it was kind of crazy that when I won the semis, I thought I was going to get down there and we were going to be celebrating. And then they start talking about this crazy rule of crossing the center line. And, uh-oh, you haven't locked it up yet. And it's like, why even drag it up there then in the final? We already have the championship. Go up there and lose it? That didn't make any sense. But you also want to win your seventh win of the season. And I think this rule needs to be changed.
Additional questions, Robert Height, our funny car champion. Robert, when you look back at the 2019 season, there's been a lot of ebb and flow and ups and downs. You know, what stands out the most in addition to this championship day?
Probably Sonoma getting my 50th win. That was a big deal. You know, there's not many funny car drivers have got 50 wins. I'm number three on it, so on that list. So that was a big deal. But, you know, we were just competitive all year long. And we started at this race, number one qualifier, won the race. I think we were number one qualifier the first three or four races of the year. We started out good, but we finished good too. You know, we were there every single race. We were a threat. And that's what you dream about. You know, that's how you get it done. We didn't have a lot of luck this year.
Robert, congratulations on winning the 2019 Mellow Yellow Funny Car World Championship. Great job. Enjoy the winter break. And you've certainly earned it.
Thank you so much. You know, it's one of those things, if you lose the championship, you know, you want to start tomorrow on 2020. But now that you won, it's like, okay, I want to take a couple days off.
So have you ruined it for long burnouts now?
No, I'm going to still try that one of these
days. All right. Thank you.